Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan in association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
Preparation and insights for the 144,000 light workers. And so they're getting prepared to mimic and mock the rapture of the 144,000. I've been talking about this, talked about it last week, and you know, I've been talking about it for years. And so they're mimicking, and I always said they were going to, because, you know what, in the Bible codes, they're so back-to-back, these events. I try not to give dates, because they're really irrelevant, especially in the Bible codes, because if something doesn't happen on one date, there's other dates that can happen on. It's never like, this is the date something's going to happen on. And so if you ever see a Bible coder do that, that just shows what an amateur they are. I haven't been in it long enough to realize this. And I've been in the codes for years, so nothing's going to take me too much by surprise. But there's always multiple dates for anything. And they come and go and come and go and come and go. And nothing happens. And that's how it usually works. But I've been talking about the month of September, and there's such a huge significance for next month. And the reason it's got me excited is this. Usually every time they have something planned, they hype it. I mean, they get everybody ready. I mean, they have, you know, the Mayans, they're promoting the Mayan stuff or the Hopi stuff or world event stuff. They hype an event so that, you know, when they're getting ready to pull something off, people are ready. They're not caught off guard. And so I like these hype events because it means that they're actually going to try to pull something off and get something going. And so September has been the hype of the hype. This is the king of hype. Of all the years, of all the times that have come and gone and nothing actually happened, they haven't hyped anything as big as this September. And so it's exciting for me because, you know, I'm always looking in the background stuff. I'm like the father's mouthpiece sitting in the background refereeing what's going on, you know. And there's a lot of things I can never talk about, some things I can say, some things I can't. But when the hype gets going, it's really a lot of fun for me because, you know, we're looking for our journeys on Earth to be over. Just want to be out of here. Some people think I'm crazy, but you know what? Don't jump the gun. Just listen to the things I have to say because, you know, the Father hasn't stood me up to talk about this stuff for years. And for the most part, it's all on deaf ears, but it makes a lot of sense when you put the pieces together. Now, I know when you mentioned the word rapture, people's eyes roll to the back of their heads like mine do. But there's kinks in Scripture that you can't ignore. Because there's not one removal of believers on earth and none other. There's several different events that happen. You know, the last trump sounds great. Yeah, that's a removal. But guess what? There's some before that. But there's certainly not this rapture that the Masons posing as prophecy gurus, Hale Lindsey and all them. There's not a rapture like they're going to talk about. And I've been trying to warn you guys for years because the bride itself is so apostate. If you looked at Revelation chapter 2 and 3, and talks about the seven churches of the early days, seven churches, it gives you seven symbolic accounts of the types of believers that are in the world today. And these are depicted symbolically by churches, specific churches that existed at that time. Which leaves us seven churches. One is taken off the earth before the hour of temptation comes upon mankind, which is when the mark of the beast is going to be enforced. And there's one church that's protected. That means there's five churches, symbolically, five huge groups of believers around the world who are not going to be raptured, who are not going to be protected, who are not going to be taken off the earth. They are the ones that are going to be martyrs here on earth. They're the ones the prophets talk about that are rounded up in internment camps who are killed for the faith. They become martyrs. Now, I know the Christian churches always say, oh, those are the people that get saved after the rapture. That's not true, but there will be people who do get saved. But I'm saying they're ignoring the fact the majority of the believers are left here on earth because they are found apostate. And the Lord allows them to go through trial and testings because of their lukewarm, wishy-washy faith here on earth. So, one thing both sides get straight is that the 144,000 are going to be taken off the earth, as indicated in Revelation chapter 14, because these are the first fruits. The first fruits, the first ones taken off the earth, indicated in Revelation chapter 14. So now Lucifer knows this is happening, and he's coming up with a mimic event, because he's trying to bring down his cosmic beings, who we call the Antichrist and false prophets, Sananda, Maitreya, Allah, whatever you want to call them. He's trying to bring his own people down on earth to be welcomed as messiahs. So it's got to be a good heavenly show to deceive the masses. So you got to have one beast that will sway over the Muslim community and fulfill the requirements of their imam. And that's even going to be a nightmare, because the Arab nations are as divided as Protestants are. I mean, there's different divisions of Muslims throughout the Middle East. And they all have different beliefs of their Quran. They all have different teachings. And so they're all looking for things to happen in their own way. Okay? But Iran, I don't even know which one is. They're not Sharia. They're not the other ones. They're whatever. They're themselves. They're the ones that Maitreya is going to come through. Their prophecies. That's why I always say, just listen to Iran. Whatever's going on with Iran, because the others are just all fighting over nonsense, and they'll just all be destroyed and forced to accept the Iranian Messiah or whatever. So, you know, that's going to cause a big thrift when Maitreya arrives over there. And then Sananda is the one coming that looks like the Jesus portrayed in the churches today. I've told you forever, it's not him. It's a picture of Satan's Sananda. He's the one coming to fool all the Christian believers. And then they have, there's 11 of them total. They have one the for Hare Krishnas, and they have one for Buddhists, and they have one for everybody. But the ones I focus on are Sananda and Maitreya. So they wanted to make it look like Sananda's arrival on Earth to fool the Christian crowd. They wanted to look as heavenly as possible. And so they've been trying to hijack portals we've built over time so that they can use them. And what they want to do is piggyback. When they're trying to guesstimate when the Father is going to remove the 144,000 per Revelation 14. They're trying to guess estimate that so that they can piggyback their own fake rapture at the same time. And what they're going to do is bring their ships in or something, and they're going to have their own rapture. And what they call them is light workers. And they're just copycats and mimics of what we refer to as a metaphor, spirit-filled believers. Well, in the New Age community, they're referred to as light workers. And so, see, he always has his copy. And somehow they've come up with a number that they're going to rapture 144,000. So that's where they're getting that one, because they want to mimic the Lord. Now, I don't think in my last show, I don't even know if I let on about the last blood moon and September 27th and 28th and any kind of significance with that. I try not to let on sometimes. And and there's other dates. And I'm already looking at another one that they obviously haven't picked up on yet. But they're trying to prepare their community for a light worker rapture, a new age rapture on September 27th and 28th, now is what it sounds like. So that's when I think they assume that the Father is going to remove his 144,000. Remember, I said these events in the Bible codes are piggybacked, because you can't tell us. It almost looks like as one group's going up, another one's coming down. You know, we'll, like, see them in the air. That's what it looks like in the codes, because they're so close to close, back to back together. So that should be interesting, but that one's going to be funny. I mean, they can plan away. Most people know this as Blue Beam Project. It's part of a blackout project they started years ago to usher in their false Christ. All part of the Blue Beam Project scenario. You can go to thewatcherfiles.com, my website, and put in for a search term Blue Beam Project, and it'll tell you what their plans were for that. But, you know, their plan is getting so bad because they're getting so destroyed in space. It always started out that they would use holographics to help bring in this heavenly host that they're trying to mimic to bring down to Earth. Well, that's one of the biggest reasons for this whole chemtrail project they started, not just to poison everybody. They have 100 different reasons for chemtrails. One of them was putting barium and stuff in the sky because that would be used to help holographics work. Because, like I said, they're all technology. Satan's everything about technology because that's the only thing. He's not anything supernatural, spiritual, so he can't do anything on his own. He needs to help with technology. With our Orgone War, you know, we blast our chemtrails to pieces. They don't stick in areas. So how are you going to have some supernatural religious epic arrival on Earth of a heavenly host when only half the world can see it and the other half can't? or part of one state can see it and the other part of another state doesn't see anything. Because the Orgone areas will nullify their effects. Now, what I'm seeing also is that, now we know the Orgone we put out is the Father's energy. It reproduces positive Orgone energy, which is a life energy, something they've been trying to deplete out of the Earth for a millennium with their chemtrail program. And so they try to deplete all the life energy out and fill it with a neutral or even dead, DOE, dead Orgone energy. And so, where was I going? Anyway. I just totally went blank. I hate it when that happens. So maybe I'll jump back to it and think of it here in a second. But the 28th is their target date for the next facade. They have plenty of ones coming before then. Interestingly, they did target one of the dates that I've always targeted, and that's September 11th, because September 11th has a lot of significance on both sides, and 11 is a judgment number, and judgment can be good or bad. You know, it can be a good judgment, it can be a bad judgment. It's one of those neutral numbers for either side, I guess you could say. They're all God's numbers. Satan just uses them and abuses them and manipulates them for his own occultic purposes because he doesn't own the number system. He didn't create it. It belongs to the Father. But 11 is a judgment number, and September 11th has always had significance. Back in the day, 2,000 years ago, so to speak, Yahushua was born during Rosh Hashanah, and during that time, the date of his birthday fell on what would be our September 11th. Now, if you know the Jewish calendar, and the same as ours, no date is ever the same. Like our calendar is set, the Gregorian calendar is set. And so we would think that we would think September 11th is his birthday every day, but his birthday always follows the cycle of Rosh Hashanah. See, their calendar was a bit different. And so even though today it wouldn't be recognized as September 11th because Rosh Hashanah could fall in the middle of September, the end of September, there's just a significant day because of 9/11, him being born on that day back in whatever year that was. Okay. I'm not even going to try to go to that right now. But anyway, September 11th is a target date for the removal of the 144,000, it's also a target date, and I'm talking about the Lord's 144,000 because I don't think their people have picked up on this yet. September 11th is also the date that LHC, CERN, Large Hadron Collider, wants to open the door in space, the IXXI door. I don't know what numbers those are, but that's what they call it, the IXXI door. Interestingly enough, I see that term in the codes a lot, door. Not a portal, because portal is a portal, and that comes up in the codes. But then you see the door come up, and you're like, ooh. Because you know how the Father talks about how he can open a door that no man can open, or shut a door no man can shut, and he's kind of in control of the door. It's kind of like this entrance rift, so to speak, into our dimension from his dimension, or just say the heavenly realms. There is a door, and he could open this door. Now, what would happen when he opens the door? Well, there would probably be a huge rupture of our partition, the veil that covers the earth. Something going on would be very significant, would be very epic. Something no man's ever seen before. Something that's never been done before. Something particular to these last days. And so the opening of this door, the Hadron Collider symbolizes it by they're just trying to puncture a portal from the fourth dimension into our dimension so that the dimensions will merge. And they are going to merge. They're talking about all these waves. You're hearing a lot about waves, energy waves that are coming. And all this is, that they're talking it up. Oh, there's your DNA is going to be expanded and your third eye is going to be open. And they're trying to open what the Father has shut and undo what he has done. This is the Tower of Babel over and over and over again. And I don't know how these rebellious people just keep going along with it. If the Father shut our DNA strands down from 12 to 2, so be it. Who are we to try to force them to open back up to 12? If he has shut a third eye, who are we to try to open it? Because I'll tell you what, when people try to open it, it's Pandora's box. Nothing good ever comes of it. They just end up soul scalped. Nothing good comes with messing with your DNA or the way the Father has made our bodies now. They were different when Adam and Eve were created because they were closer to being angelic beings at that time when they were created. They hadn't fallen. And then when they fell, the Father had to remake, so to speak, their bodies so that they could survive on a fallen earth. You know, when they were created in the Garden of Eden, they didn't need food and water to survive. He didn't have to till the ground. He didn't have to raise livestock. You know, they didn't have to do much of anything. We're angelic beings. They weren't dependent on water and food for survival. And then when they fell, they lost their angelic states, and they became what we are now. You know, a fallen type of human body on a fallen earth where they have to hunt, fish, garden, eat to survive. So back to this 9/11, they're predicting the IXX door. I wouldn't call it the IXX door. That's what they're calling their portal. And they want to bring in the fallen angels that have been imprisoned up to this time. Now, if you read in Enoch, he talks about the judgment of the fallen angels that fell on Mount Hermon. 200 angels met on Mount Hermon, which is Lebanon. It's north of Israel. And they made a pact together that they were going to leave heaven and come to earth and procreate with human women. And so that's what they did. And that's what started the whole fiasco of giants being born on earth, angels interbreeding with mankind. Well, these angels, for their rebellion, leaving heaven and doing this, because they were supposed to be watching over the earth, not causing chaos and disrupting everything, were put away in judgment. They were locked up in various prisons around the universe, let's say, because he talks about the outer darkness where he's seen them. He describes some of the places where he has seen these angels that were judged. Nibiru used to be a planet in our own solar system, and they were judged. They were cast out of our universe, I guess you could say, orbital alignment. That's why they have their own elliptical alignment, whatever, because those were all prisoners at one time. But all these fallen angels that have been judged and held in confinement will be released for the last days. And that's why I always petition the Father, well, if they're being released, how about releasing all the humans that have been held prisoner by them on various planets and stars and prisons? And they have humans stuffed everywhere as prisoners. And so I always petition the Father about releasing them during the last days so they have their freedom during this time as well. If the fallen angels get their freedom, then all humans should have theirs, you know. And so I'm sure that's why when the 144,000 is raptured, some of our duties will be to go free these people. Because he's going to allow it. He's going to honor that. And so pretty much honors anything I ever ask him. Sometimes it just takes time. And so, and I've always felt that even before any of that ever came about, I felt that when we were taken, that we would be busy in space doing things for the Father, going, you know. As indicated in Matthew 24, because I couldn't remember that scripture last week, and Brother Dana reminded me, it was in Matthew 24, where he talks about gathering the elect from the four winds of heavens, from the winds of heavens, because we're in space. We're not on Earth. We're in space, busy, and we're all over the universe. And so before the second coming, he gathers all of us back together to come back on Earth with him. It's part of the clouds. Second coming is armies on white horses, referred to as clouds by Zechariah. So, anyway, I just get distracted here. September 11th being a target date of the 144,000 leaving. Also, the last blood moon, because the day of the Lord talks about the moon turning to blood. The sixth seal, great earthquake on Earth. Moon turning to blood. And I often, in the codes, will see quake and shaking in the codes, and I don't know if that's particular to the sixth seal or not. That could be anything. That could be the pole shift, the pole flip coming, and everything else. But it also seems to indicate that they're also trying to get ready for some kind of event on the 27th and 28th as well. Remember, they're going to try to mimic everything that they can about what the Father's going to do with his people. So, you know, people are wondering, is this the last month of quiet we're going to have before September comes in total chaos? Well, if things go to plan, September will be total chaos for some people. To me, I'll be happier than a bug in a rug. But it could be a very chaotic month if we stay on the timeline. If we stay on the timeline. And they've put so much hype and energy into this. Movies, songs. I mean, they've really hyped this, getting ready for September. And so I really hope we stay on this timeline. They've got the financial system set up to crash. You know, they've got the martial law ready to go. They've got all these different things just ready to go. Just ready to go. And once it all starts, it's just going to be bam, 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 you know. Now, as far as CERN opening a portal and unleashing all these beings onto the Earth, I'm not sure one way or the other if that will be a global spectacle where we see fire in the sky and beings coming through this ring of fire. Perhaps. It's a possibility. And then there's the possibility nothing happens at all. They come through, nobody knows. It's not like a huge event. You don't know which way it's going to go. It could be very epic. It could be very subtle and a non-event as far as most people are concerned. I know that they've been having a big to-do in Africa. Last week, President Obama was there. Whatever. I don't know where he is now. Maybe he's still there. I don't know. They're having some kind of rituals over there. And so, ooh. Yeah, you know, the Lord showed me some stuff, what was going on over there. It's just, ugh. Can't even talk about it. Just some of those things that turns your stomach inside out. But another interesting thing is that Plastic Obama been coming up in the codes. And so obviously they're bringing out the synthetics of Obama. Because if you remember, clones are made from human DNA. And synthetics are made from animal tissues. And so that's why their skin looks so plastic. They look like Barbie dolls. The Bible codes refers to them as plasticine. And so I was just seeing tonight Obama and being plastic and all this. They're pulling out the synthetics of Obama. I'm not sure which one is in Africa. It was one of the clones, the younger ones. Because keep in mind, Obama's like 54, 55 with gray hair. He's not this good-looking younger one that runs around claiming he's Obama half the time. And if you notice on broadcasts, news broadcasts, or videos from the White House, they always show a younger Obama. Don't people question this? You know, because a younger Obama, he was pretty charming, pretty good-looking guy. But that was 20, 30 years ago. He's 54 years old right now. He's old and gray, and his lips are black, and his lips drive me nuts. And that should be the telltale sign, folks, because there is no oxygen in his body. That's why his lips are purple and black. There's no oxygen there. If you have oxygen, your lips are red. And I don't care what color skin you have. Ugh. They're rolling out the Obama Rolls Royces. The best of the best of the clones and synthetics. Another one they're doing that to is Hillary Clinton. I don't know how people don't catch on to this stuff. And just in the last 2 weeks, we've seen about 20 different Hillarys. And I mean, they just vary from ages to looks to skin tones, skin textures, colors, hair. People don't notice this stuff. A lot of people hyped and laughing over the presidential debate. It's pure entertainment. It's basically all it is. There won't be an election. But it's fun watching them go through all this stuff. Trump would have might have been good 30 years ago, but, you know, he's a high-ranking self-scalp clone, just like the rest. So there's really nobody there for us, but for some reason, whatever it is, he speaks his mind and gets away with it, and he's grabbing a lot of attention, and a lot of people are cheering it on, because for a long time, the Republican Party has had nobody, because a bunch of Democrats sabotaged the party, coming in claiming they're Republicans, and then before you know it, the whole Republican Party is basically Democratic, people calling themselves Republican. We've had no one to represent the Christian community and the conservative community for years, because our own politicians were sold out. And so now Trump comes along and he just says what everybody else thinks. And, he's looking pretty lizard. I mean, you look at his eyes and he's just looking really pretty lizard. And the thing that's wrong with all of them is that you know, none of them have freedom of, I don't know what, freedom. None of them have freedom. They're all controlled. They're all controlled. You know, people were pounding the drums on pavement on Ron Paul years ago. And I was like, why waste your time? And so they, you know, Ron Paul was a lizard. He's a new age of lizard. He's what they call a white knight politician. He works for the white knight, the whole Nasera, la-la, new age agenda. And so people get hyped on Ted Cruz. Folks, Ted Cruz, his wife works for Goldman Sachs. Remember me telling you that Satan had an office in New York? And they depict this on TV, and everybody thinks this is Hollywood fiction, and they have laughs, when it's actually true. Guess where his office is in? Goldman Sachs. And so you better believe every person who works at the top levels of Goldman Sachs is a blood-drinking Satan worshiper. So there goes your little Ted Cruz. Yeah, I could go through each one of them, but I won't even bother. You know where I'm getting. We have no hope. Our only hope is in the Father. Our only hope is in the Lord. Don't get swayed by that stuff, because you know what? As the Father's had me pounding the drums this week and last week, we've got a pole flip coming. It is coming. He doesn't wake me up and pull me out of bed for weird stuff for nothing. Sometimes I'm a little slow. It takes me a while to figure it out. But yeah, we do have a pole flip coming, and it's either directly before or directly after the whole Ashtar New Age charade begins. I actually saw it in the code, and then I got code ADD and got distracted by another one. And so now I got to go back and find that one so I can do some work on it so I can tell you which one it is. Let's see, I'll have that done by next week. I figure it's August. I got some time. but I actually saw it. You know, it's like, you know, which disaster comes first, the pole flip or their arrival? Because we know that when they do arrive, the Earth just vomits at their presence. And so that's probably when it happens, because it's just going to puke. It's just going to flip and gorge the coast. And so I've seen it in the codes where the Earth is overturned. You know, it's exactly how Isaiah describes it. It's like a drunk man falling over, and then he stands back up, and then he falls over, and then he stands back up. That's what the Earth's going to do. It's going to go bow down, bow back up, go back down, go back up, and it is going to destroy coastlines everywhere. Everywhere. That's why the Father was always saying, get off the coastlines. Get at least 100 miles inland. For some places, that may not even be enough. You know, I know people are running to South America, Central America. I mean, they pay big money to even live in Panama. I think in Panama, you have to prove that you even have an income of $300,000 a year or something like that to live there. You have to be very rich to live in Panama. And the whole Central America thing, that whole chain is going to be underwater. Most of Central America, by the time, not Central America, South, because that's going to be gone. South America itself is going to look like the state of Texas by the time it's done. There's going to be so much destruction to all the coastlines all the way around that thing. It's going to end up looking like the size of the state of Texas. And every place else, folks. I just have a really, really bad feeling about Central America and South America. I think from what I've seen, even Ecuador and some of those countries a lot of people are running to are going to end up being small islands. So, you know, people are going to run and think it's safer somewhere else. And, you know, don't run where the government runs. You know, that's the problem, is that people will think, oh, well, all these retired government officials are running over here, so it must be safe. That's where the Lord's judgment's going to be. He knows where they're all running, where they're all hiding. That's where his judgment's going to be. I wouldn't want to be near any former government officials, any former high-ranking military people, because that's the Lord's judgment's going to be on them. You're not going to be safe near them. get your own little spot somewhere, you know, Europe, away from the coastlines, probably be your safest bet. Southern France, I don't know. You know, every place has a good part and a bad part about it. Just find mountains, find highland. I have elevation. Get away from coastlines. Most of us will just don't have two nickels to rub together, so we're pretty much just here waiting for either removal or just death on something from something. I mean, it's coming everywhere. It's not the pole flip that gets you. Pestilences, plague, starvation, a number of things coming on the planet. So the safest place to be is in the Father's arms, if he takes care of his own. And if you think you're in his arms, sitting in these apostate harlots, what he calls whores and harlots, you're mistaken. He's not going to protect you when you're sitting in churches that are total blasphemy to him. And what's ironic is people in the churches think that people that aren't in the churches are the ones that are going to be under judgment. So, September, I'm going to scroll through this for a bit because I really can't scroll through this New Age stuff too much. It's so nauseating. It's August 10th. We have a couple more weeks of preparation, and I would really like to get on the road. I'm halfway there. I need a little bit more help to finish for next month so I can be on the road. Can't really say what it is I'm up to. But you can hear my giggling, so you know I'm up to something. I still need financial help for this, folks. I'm halfway there. Need to be on the road. I've been sitting for a long time and just helping other people get on the road this last couple of months just because my vehicle has been so horrible. I can't depend on it to go anywhere. I keep telling the Father I need a new horse. I need a new horse. If you want me on the trail, I need a new horse. That's actually pretty pathetic. That the one end days ministry on this earth that has Satan's kingdom on its knees can't even afford a new vehicle to get on the road. And there's complete pandemonium right now because Capricorn is in trouble. And Capricorn is Olive's huge spaceship. I told them to get out of Ohio. They don't want to listen. They're going to die. And that's what's going to happen. And so, yeah, there should be some interesting things happening in Ohio the next few weeks. I told them to get out. You heard me on my last show. Go play Jesus in the Middle East. Do something else. Get out of Ohio. They don't want to listen. And so they'll all just die here. And, you know, the thing that sucks is they just cloud up the skies so you can't see anything. You know, they cloud the skies. And they blacken out the skies. They have this blackout technology. But they have some real serious issues right now with some of their temple planets. And these are starships and planets that have these huge gold temples on them for Lucifer. I mean, the Capricorn itself is Sananda's ship. It's his starship. It's this huge blue starship. And complete pandemonium right now, because we're crushing it. Hey, you know, they I warned them. Now we get to laugh, and I'm sure they had, you know, this huge setup where they were going to take all these light workers. They're what they call their New Age followers. They call them light workers. They're going to take them off world. This is the promises they make to them, okay? No. That they're going to take them off world while the Earth goes through, what do they call it? Cleansing? They call it a cleansing process. What the Father calls judgment, they call a cleansing process. They don't say it's because they're here. They act like they're the rescuers of it. And so, I can barely breathe. They are acting like they're going to come rescue their light workers, their faithful ones, and take them off of Earth before this time of cleansing comes. And so that's why they're planning this whole fake rapture type thing to mimic the rapture of the 144,000 off the Earth, of the Lord's bride, his elect. They're looking at possible dates of September, which means they probably think this time of Earth cleansing is probably going to come in October or November, sometime soon. But either way, whatever their plans were have been destroyed because all of their starships have melted and crashed, most of them. Most of the ones they were going to use to house these people on as they process them to kill them so they could put them in the refrigerators. So we're actually doing them a favor by keeping them alive at least, because if they can't be abducted off the Earth, they're still alive. If you get abducted off the Earth by these aliens, you're going to end up in the refrigerators. And that's what they're going to say happens to us when the Father comes and takes home his 144,000. They're going to say we're in alien refrigerators. They're going to turn that around on us. You can't win. And so, but all of their little hideouts have been destroyed. Been destroyed for the majority part. That's why they're in complete chaos right now. It's pandemonium in space. Because they've lost so many of their houses. I guess if that's what you want to call it, houses. Their palaces, their houses, their communities, their, you know, starships are planets, basically. Some of them are very huge. So they're losing them one by one by one by one. The orgone-saturated air is melting them and destroying them. And it's going to continue to do so. Now, for a while, the Father can restrain the altitude air and allow them to come in and pull off some of their charades. And that gives them room to say, oh, see, she was lying. And that orgone doesn't work. We just walked right through here, and we just flew right through space, and we did all this, and we weren't affected. Yeah, that's because the Father's going to hold his arm back so these allow some things to happen. That's the only reason. Otherwise, you couldn't, because you're all dying and being destroyed. It's his energy. It's his planet. He can do what he wants. And how he uses it, we just put it out there so he can use it. But I can see in the codes where he can restrain it, and he can increase it. And so, you know, for them, they're better off when he restrains it, and, of course, they're crushing and dying when he increases it. So, either way, the drum march is on for September, and if this ends up being one of these months where every day comes and goes and nothing happens, me along with a million other people will just have permanent face plants in the wall with our heads, because not only are the 144,000 looking forward to this, so are they. They cheer when we're gone. they do. They celebrate our leaving when we leave. They're celebrating. They want us gone. They can't kill us. They've been trying to kill me forever. And so they cheer it. They cheer when we're gone. Now they got the rest of the bride to deal with. And the bride itself that's left here, the Church of Philadelphia will be taken shortly after sometime. And the Church of Smyrna, which is protected. But the majority of the bride is still going to be here. And so they're either going to be very upset that they weren't taken, or just become part of the mockers. You know, oh, that wasn't a rapture. That wasn't the 144,000. That wasn't this. They'll just become mockers, mockers and haters. You're either going to be very upset or mocking and hating. One or the other. At this rate, my guess would be that they're mocking and hating because they do that now. They do that now. Why would they change later? I mean, I don't know. Maybe they do. Maybe some do. You know, you can always seem to affect a handful, but the majority always hate you anyway. That's pretty much what's going to happen. But either way, you know, the poll flip is kind of the monkey wrench in everybody's plans. Because there's no way you can prepare for that. I mean, you can get food and water and stuff, and then 300 mile an hour winds knocks over your house and destroys all your supplies, or gets everything wet. Or the winds just pass by your area because the Father chooses to protect your area. You know? How many times have we seen that with all these harp storms that they've tried to throw at different believers across the country, and the Father just nulled them? Send them somewhere else. You know, I would presume to say that he'll do the same thing during a poll flip, that he'll protect those he wants protected. But it's still, you know, chaos follows, and having to rebuild from after that just so they can begin. Because, you know, when they arrive, the clock starts ticking. Satan only gets to rule on Earth 42 months. And so, he's not going to have what he's always thought, like he would just arrive on Earth and get to rule it from the United Nations and be the big guy on Earth, and everybody's, you know, things are as they are now. By the time he starts his rule on Earth, it's chaos. Nobody can listen to his blabbering because there's no electric, there's no TV, there's no radio. So nobody can hear all his blabbering. So it's just going to be a different world at that point. Maybe it won't be as bad as we think it is. Maybe just, you know, losing probably half of America's population is sitting on coastlines and we'll be under the water. Get the electric grid back up. How long would that take? You know they're going to want it up as soon as possible because they can't control the populations of the world if they can't speak to them. There's no way of contact. There's no form of control without contact. They can't deceive people either if people can't hear them, can't hear the garbage they're selling. I guess that's a different show. Well, let's not forget that September 23rd is Yom Kippur Day of Atonement. That's another door-opening date that they have. They have September 11th, September 23rd and 24th, and now they've added September 27th and 28th because they're trying to pinpoint the dates that they think the Father's elect will be raptured off the earth. They're kind of covering their bases. I don't care what they do. I just want to focus on what we need to be doing for the next month or two before total chaos. You know, if they want to unleash a suicide virus in Philadelphia on the Day of Atonement, the Pope's going to be in Philadelphia giving a speech. I'd love to be in the front row. I might be in the front row. Hey, why not? You can see where I'm going. Yeah. So that would be a riot. But you know, they're probably just gonna send a clone over, you know. To what, meet the plastic Obama? Meet the plastic Congress? They all run and hide and put clones to do their daily chores in Congress. They have doubles and lookalikes that pose as them that go into D.C. and act as congressmen. This world isn't run any way that you can imagine. It's not Hollywood, folks. We don't have, you know, in Hollywood when there's always a world disaster and they have these, what looks like military and government men full of character and integrity trying to lead the nation. Yeah, right. That's Hollywood. The people in our nation's top offices would rather be drinking blood and sacrificing babies underneath, what do they call them, all sea, than actually being leaders with integrity and with character, because they don't have either. So, that doesn't leave us with much to work with in the last days when you have a world that's run on lies. Lies and illusions. The president of the states doesn't run anything. The State Department does, and they do what the Queen tells them to do. That's what the whole stink over Hillary Clinton really is. The whole thing with Benghazi, they were funneling weapons to ISIS, to that group. I don't even know if it was called ISIS back then. But they were funneling weapons, and, you know, the Queen's behind it, because every time Hillary moves, the Queen's telling her to move. She was behind the whole operation. They have a different faction apart from Obama. What they did was bring him down into the basement and say, hey, look what's going on, and show him on the TV what's going on the video screens they have. He wasn't involved. It was her show. She was running it. And whenever they disagree with what the White House faction wants to do, the other factions in the government do their own thing because the Queen leads them. See? That's how it really runs. Anyway, got 90 seconds to go. Right when I get on the fun stuff, tell you how things really went run in D.C., right? It's a mess. Anyway, folks, still need your support so I can get things done the next month. Maybe I can get on the front row and visit the Pope. So you can send donations to Sherry Schreiner, P.O. Box 531, Carrollton, Ohio. Until next week, everybody. God bless.